Local and state officials agreed that Wisconsin needs to replace all of its lead service pipes. But the price tag on that effort is hefty, and there are a lot of complications that make it a difficult undertaking. Here to fill us in on the current status of the lead pipe situation in our state is Scott Gordon, reporter for WisContext. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us the current state of things when it comes to replacing lead water lines here in Wisconsin?
So right now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and, a few dozen local governments are in the midst of this kind of EPA-funded grant program that's administered by the state, where the state is parceling up about $14 million between cities to do some lead service line replacement. And these dollars are specifically focused on replacing the lead pipes that are on private property, because water utilities can't use their money that they get from ratepayers to pay for those. They can only pay for the public portions of that work.
And Madison is unique, I understand, in that it has replaced all of its lead service lines, but the rest of the state has quite a few left. Can you give us an idea about what kind of numbers we're looking at here? How much work is there yet to be done?
Well, as far as people know, there's probably about, 170,000 lead service lines around the state. That's from an EPA estimate from a few years ago that, even the EPA kind of admits is not necessarily perfect. It's kind of hard to get a definitive count short of kind of digging up each one of these.
And in terms of which cities might be hit particularly hard by this problem, which cities are you focusing on?
Well, Milwaukee definitely has more of them than in the other city, about 70,000, and slowly counting down as they gradually replace them. But, there's other cities around. Of course, Milwaukee you'd expect it to because it's such a big city. But, there are other areas around Wisconsin. For example, Wausau is estimated to have about 7,000, which is quite a lot for a city of that size. So it's certainly a widespread statewide problem.
You mentioned this EPA program that has been helping to replace private properties with lead on them in terms of the pipes. Is that program going to continue? What do we know about the future of that program?
Well, basically, it's money that the EPA gives to the states, and the states have some discretion as to what they're doing with it. And this is how the DNR has chosen to use some of that for fiscal years 2017 and 2018. It's not necessarily clear what's going to come from the next federal budget in terms of this funding, because there are some big cuts planned to the EPA. But a lot of that funding that EPA gives directly to states looks like it's going to be fairly flat in the budget proposals that are out there so far, actually increasing a little bit. But it's not necessarily clear that the DNR is going to continue to use it in this way after 2018. A couple cities that we talked to told us that DNR has said that they're not going to continue doing this. DNR did not respond to our request for comment for that story.
And the Obama administration, they did approve a program that would help address lead pipe abatement. Where does that program stand?
Right. So late last year, Congress passed and Obama signed a bill called the WIN Act. And it does include, several hundred million dollars in funding for lead pipe replacement. But Congress hasn't actually provided that funding yet. And $300 million, obviously that would do a lot, but when you spread it around the country, it wouldn't really be that much. I mean, it would cost at least $1 billion, and that's probably a conservative estimate to replace the lead service lines that we have in Wisconsin now.
So nationally, we're talking billions of dollars to get this done, right?
Yes.
So looking back again at Wisconsin, you zeroed in a little bit on the city of Green Bay and some approaches and ideas they've had. What are they talking about?
Well, basically, people have had to get creative with finding money for this when, again, water utilities are limited in how they can spend their money, and there's only going to be so much help from the state or the federal government. Green Bay used some money that it had left over from its share of sales taxes from Lambeau Field to replace some lead service lines. In Madison, the big effort that you mentioned earlier, which again doesn't have a lot of parallels anywhere else in the country. There's maybe a couple other cities that have done anything close to that. One way the city got some money to do that was through cell tower leases, for instance. And right now, the state legislature is working on a bill that would give water utilities some more flexibility. That's being sponsored by Robert Coles, who's a Republican state senator from Green Bay. It also has bipartisan support in both chambers, but obviously everything right now is taking a backseat to this state budget impasse. So it might not be until fall until this even really comes up again.
We're talking with Scott Gordon right now. He's a reporter for WisContext, and we're looking at the effort to replace the remaining lead pipelines, particularly to private properties in the state of Wisconsin. And Scott, we haven't talked about the health ramifications there. We've seen what happened with water quality in Flint, Michigan. We know about the health issues that can result, but tell us a little more about why this is such an urgent problem.
Well, I mean, there's really no good reason for lead to be in your body in the first place. It's not one of those metals that has some kind of beneficial role in human health. And it builds up in your system over time incrementally. So especially if you're a young child, if you're exposed to kind of a little bit here and there over the years, that can have really important cumulative effects on your development in all sorts of ways. It is a very real public health concern.
And it's complicated because replacing part of a lead pipe might not help. In fact, it might make things worse because it just might loosen further lead sediment that will go further down the pipe. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, just about everybody who deals with this stuff recommends against that because you can shake loose kind of rusted lead deposits that are in there and send more of that lead into the water. Depending on what kind of metals you're using, it can create this galvanic effect that also puts more lead in the water. People have basically said, if we're going to do this, we need to find ways to replace both the public and the private half. Otherwise, we're not really solving the problem.
What about lead that might occur in the actual groundwater? Is there any way to get rid of it completely?
I mean, there's ways to filter it and so forth. I mean, even in Madison, the water here has that. Even with all our lead service lines that we know of gone, there's still lead in Madison's water just because there are natural deposits. There's filters that you can put on the faucet and things like that, and filtration that water utilities can use. But, it is tough when it's out there to get it to be completely lead-free and completely reliable.
So looking down the road and the possibility of a lack of funding coming from the DNR in the future, what do you expect? What are the best prospects for movement on this, replacing lead pipes in Wisconsin?
Well, it's really hard to predict. And even people who work on this issue and have a sense of urgency about it will kind of say, well, obviously it's asking a lot to replace all of this, and there's a lot that can be done with corrosion control, which is basically, using various chemical treatments in drinking water so that the water won't dissolve as much of the lead in the pipes. And that has had a huge effect over the years on reducing lead levels and reducing lead exposure. But obviously it's not perfect, and there's still plenty of communities around the state that have lead in their water.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was Scott Gordon there from WisContext, and we're learning about the latest efforts to replace lead pipes in the state's municipal water systems. For more on that topic, go to wiscontext.org.